If September 11th was Osama bin Laden's revelation, the months that followed provided a series of startling disclosures about counterterrorism, the U.S. government, and the U.S. government's friends. The identities and origins of the hijackers were quickly ascertained, and their roots in the Hamburg cell were traced. Despite repeated requests for assistance over at least the previous 3 years, German intelligence and law enforcement authorities had not taken American concerns about al-Qaeda seriously. The Germans had, as requested, extradited Mamdou Salim, Abu Hajir, in 1998, but they had not delivered the most basic follow-through. Salim had a bank account that was left untouched. A Syrian-born German citizen, Mamoum Dokhanzali, had co-signed for the account, and according to U.S. officials, money from it was wired to the September 11th conspirators. Shortly before the attack itself, Mohammed Atta sent money back to the account. This occurred despite explicit requests from the FBI to German authorities to monitor Dokhanzali's activities. The inadequacy of INS's visa system for foreign students was dramatically illustrated. One of the hijackers, Hani Hanjour, who came into the country on an I-20 student visa, would likely have been barred from entry. Mohammed Atta and Marwan al-Shehi, the pilots of the planes that struck the Twin Towers, both applied to change from tourist to student status, so their names would likely have been flagged for investigation as well. When Mohammed Atta got a traffic ticket in Broward County, Florida on April 26, 2001, his only known contact with U.S. law enforcement, he might have been stopped. Thanks to a leak, it became known that in July 2001, FBI agent Kenneth Williams of the Phoenix Field Office sent a memo to Washington headquarters recommending that the FBI investigate the possibility that Islamist radicals were receiving training at American flight schools. On the basis of his investigation of an Arizona flight school, he determined that one Middle Eastern student there was in touch, perhaps indirectly, with Abu Zubaydah, a central figure in the Millennium Conspiracies. Despite the fact that the FBI knew of at least three jihadists who had received flight instruction, two of them in the United States, the FBI decided that Williams' recommendation would require manpower beyond what the Bureau could spare. The information about the flight training easily qualified as extraordinary and would have received instant attention had it been communicated to the NSC. But it was never forwarded to the White House or to the CSG. That Abu Zubaydah was in touch with an identifiable individual in the United States ought to have rung every alarm in the law enforcement and intelligence community, as though bin Laden himself were on the phone. Yet this was never brought to the attention of the White House, either. In the reporting after the attacks, the government acknowledged that the CIA notified the INS on August 21st that two of the hijackers, Khalid al-Midhar and Nawak al-Hazmi, should be put on the terrorist watch list. Both had been identified on a surveillance tape meeting with an al-Qaeda operative in Malaysia. The INS informed both the CIA and the FBI that the two were already in the country. The FBI has said that every attempt was made to find them. Despite this extraordinary situation, the FBI never notified the White House or the CSG, which had the greatest ability to mobilize all the assets of the federal government, that al-Qaeda operatives, including one suspected of involvement in the bombing of the Khor, were in the country. On a tip from a flight school, Zacharias Moussaoui, a Frenchman of Algerian descent, was arrested outside St. Paul. Moussaoui had offered to pay thousands of dollars in cash for lessons on a jumbo jet flight simulator, but only wanted to learn how to steer the plane, not how to land it. At the request of the FBI's Minneapolis field office, the CIA contacted French intelligence, which relayed that Moussaoui was connected with Islamic extremists. When the field office applied for a warrant under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that would have allowed the agents to examine his laptop computer, FBI headquarters blocked the application from going forward. Had the FBI investigated Moussaoui more thoroughly at the outset, it might have learned that he attended the same flight school in Norman, Oklahoma, that an al-Qaeda operative had attended several years earlier. In fact, Mousawi was at that flight school on the day that evidence was presented in New York about al-Qaeda member Ihab Ali's training there. No word of Mousawi's arrest was ever brought to the attention of the White House or the CSG.